Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. In just a couple of minutes, friends, we're going to have the moon man, Bart Sibrel. This is the guy that goes around and confronts the astronauts. Well, some of them are where they belong now, but there's a couple, I believe, that are still around. But it's interesting the response that he gets when he confronts them. I'm going to have him live in just a couple minutes here, and I am looking forward to this guest. I got to tell you, I really do. Outside of that, friends, I want to show you something online here really quick. This is in 1919. If you're on social media platforms, Sons of Liberty Media. .com on the right side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com on the right side of the page, subscribe. And what it is, it's a picture of those selling vaccinations in 1919. Keep in mind the Spanish flu. The only people that died were those that took the experimental jabs during that particular time. What's also interesting is I'm showing you an actual picture from 1919. It says compulsory vaccination, German-born, down with compulsion. On the left side of these people that are trying to sell fear are the majority of the people protesting the Anthony Fauci's, the Bill Gates, the Joe Biden's, the Donald Trump's of the day, okay? It says, stop the slaughter of the innocents, protest against compulsory vaccination, okay? Here's another one of those, friends. I'm trying to warn the bad guys right now. I'm trying to show you what happens when you do the biddings of the tyrants. We're seeing it all over the world now, and it's now gone to a new level. What was it, 3 months, 4 months ago, I wrote a book called Hunting Politicians. Well, guess what's happening, friends, in Bulgaria? Just that. I'm going to show you some videos. By the way, if you want to check it out on social media platforms as well, go to beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. I want to go over to Kazakhstan real quick. This video, by the way, is very disturbing. I just want to give you a heads up because these are those that call themselves police, that took on the new doctrine, the arbitrary doctrines of tyrants, and they thought they were going to go ahead and oppress the people. Well, I want to show you what happens when you do that, friends. All of a sudden, the bad guys find themselves in a position where they're asking the people that they meant to oppress for mercy, and in some cases, friends, it's just not going to work. So let me bring you over to Kazakhstan real quick to show you what happens when the people have had enough. Look what they're doing to the agents of the state in that particular country. The people are taking to the streets. They're going after the cops. Those that call themselves police. But you need to keep in mind that these said police, these agents of the state, many of them are dead on the streets. What they're doing is they're enforcing the acts and doctrines of tyrants rather than upholding the law that they swore to uphold. They have a couple police officers surrounded here. And one police officer who failed to listen to what we were trying to tell him is now trying to take his jacket off and distancing himself from the oppressors, the agents of the state. He wants the people to look at him in such a fashion as to believe that he's now one of them. Okay, and then now we're looking at another agent of the state whose head's completely bloody. Because the people, you can only oppress for so long. This is a mercy to the bad guy so you can understand what's going on globally. And friends, on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, you heard it here first many months ago that this is exactly what was going to happen. And now we are here. And people, again, namely the bad guys, you best understand that you're going to only push people so far. Over in Bulgaria, it's being reported that, well, the said representatives at the parliamentary decided that they were going to go ahead and tell people they couldn't buy food or they couldn't buy or sell unless they had a health pass. Okay? And this is exactly what they're trying to push through in America right now. So look what's going on in the world because they're six steps ahead of the American people right now. This is what's coming your way. You just heard during the break about how people are scavenging for food. Well, that's the last step before the people stand up. We must take care in such a time as this. But I want to say to the bad guys, once again, you are only going to oppress the people so long. Before this is exactly what happens. Now what I want to show you is over there in Bulgaria at the parliament, I want to show you what's happening outside, and I also want you to see how the said representatives are shaking in their boots because they at this point realize what they have started. Their cruelties in fact swelled the ranks of the people in Bulgaria, and this is the response that they got. This isn't a game, Americans. This isn't a game. It's not a game. This is dangerous what the tyrants are doing today. And just keep in mind, it's all these agents of the state that are hazarding their lives while the tyrants are watching everything. Okay? Let me say it again. When you set yourself in a position, bad guys, to lie, to steal, to kill for money, you better understand that you are expendable, and when they don't need you anymore, guess what they're going to do? You don't do the biddings of the tyrants. This is not what's going to happen. But you better understand something, that you are being used. Now let's go to the politicians really quick. Check this out. This is outside parliamentary. And it's going to revert over to what's going on inside of the building as well. It doesn't look very good, does it? No. Doesn't look good at all. This is what's coming to America if the American people do not stand up and take this by the scruff of the neck and put a stop to it concerning those that are pushing this agenda. They are creating revolution throughout the world right now, and the tyrants are only paying for it. They're laughing at the people is what they're doing. They're laughing at the people. Okay? So again, folks, we're going to either catch on real quick or we're going to play the fool. We're going to play the stooge to those that the American people are laughing at. And why the American people still don't understand as to what's going on here, I have no understanding whatsoever. I'm going to come back on the other side. I'm going to bring you inside of the building where the politicians were so you can understand corrupt politicians. This isn't a game because it includes you as well. Is this a threat? No. This is the response you get when you begin or when you oppress a people that have seen your shenanigans go on for decades. People have had enough. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Hi, this is Bradley Dean, host of the Sons of Liberty Radio, here to share with you that our friends over at 1360KHNC.com and My Kind CBD are working exclusively with Colorado organic farmers to bring you products which contain no pesticides, no herbicides, no heavy metals, and that they are ethically sourced and produced and are independent lab certified to contain no THC. For more information, visit us at Sons of LibertyMedia.com and use the code DEAN to receive $5 off of every order. Again, that's Sons of LibertyMedia.com. Folks, with troubling times ahead, the ministry has been in high demand with churches and events and the such. If you'd like to book Bradley Dean in a town near you, now's the time. Please visit us at sonsoflibertymedia.com and or give us a call at 1-866-233-0747.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. We're going to have the Moon Man, Bart Seibel, on with us in just a couple minutes here. I'm looking forward to it. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Just wanted to let you know, if you want to know where we're going to be, again, do not call me, do not text me, please. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the schedule, and you will find us there. We just got picked up a couple minutes ago in Brookville, Ohio, which will be the following of next week. We're going to be in Michigan. We're going to be there for 7 dates, which means I'll be kicking it 7 days in a row on Sunday in the morning, and 2 services that morning, and then we will drive 4 hours to go to Ohio to do another event. Why? Because we believe in what the Lord said. Do all that you can do and leave the results up to me. James 2, 14 through 26. Go ahead and put that up as a parable, friends, because John Quincy Adams reverted back to Scripture when saying what it is that he said. So we're going to have Bart Seibel in just a couple minutes. I want to go back to this point that I'm going to make, because I'm going to show you what the government's doing in America. Many people don't know this. It's been kind of buried in the feed, but I want to bring it out really quick. Let me go back over to Bulgaria really quick. This is the outside of the parliamentary, just so you can see this, social media platforms. Okay, that's the outside of what's going on. Let me show you what's going on the inside, because this is what happens when a bunch of politicians and a group of politicians that have been beguiling and deceiving the people for decades, what it looks like in that room when they figure out that the people finally had enough. They say, boy, I wish I would listen to that Bradley Dean guy, man, because he was warning us. I'm telling you what, bad guys, your days are coming. Check this one out. This is the politicians inside of the parliamentary in Bulgaria. And they're all looking out the window. They're nervous as can be. They're worried about what's going on. And guess what, friends? The people in that country, in Kazakhstan, in France, in Germany, they have every right in the world to defend themselves from a people that mean to starve them in to obedience and to submission. And that's really what they're doing. These are the politicians that are looking outside of the window, friends. They're in Bulgaria understanding game's over. People aren't going to put up with it anymore. In Kazakhstan, the government itself, friends, fell within 24 hours. Why? And I, folks, listen, Bradley Dean, Tim Brown, we hate violence, period. We want a reformation, but we have the law on our side. And when we read our founding documents, we understand what our forefathers did over 250 years ago when they defended themselves against a king, a tyrant king, that would not be ruled by God. It's happening, America. It's happening right in front of your faces. This is what I want to show you, what's happening in your backyard. Because of the growing threat, your Justice Department is now forming a new domestic terrorism unit to address growing threat. Can I ask you a question? Why is there a growing threat? Why is there a growing threat? Because the people in this country understand that corruption is on the rise, and they understand that they better take their place now, because if they don't, they're going to lose everything that they have. That's what's happening. If government is good, can you imagine a good government being overthrown? It's only overthrown by the bad people. You have a lot of people in this country that are here because we're still the beacon of light throughout the world, and we don't want to lose what it is that the Lord gave us. They are getting their fight on now. Okay? So you have, again, the Injustice Department, who does not defend the rights of the American people, but is in fact transgressing the rights of the people in this country, the God-given rights of the people in this country. Now what are they doing? They're arming themselves all the more to defend themselves and the tyrants that they work for concerning the oppressive measures that they mean to implement by force on the American people. Friends, I hate saying I told you so, but I know when the Holy Ghost is leading us to something. And what he's leading us to, friends, he led us to a long time ago. And the fact of the matter is, we've been talking about this stuff. The Lord's been teeing this stuff up. And you know what? The message here is we give it, and then we wait for everybody else to catch up. And that's exactly what's transpiring right now. For the good of the people, not the bad of the people. We're looking out for the good of the people. This is called love. This is called the mercy of God that he still shares with us by the Holy Ghost, things to come. And I want to reiterate the point, friends. Go back 17 years on radio and show us where we've missed it, please. Show us where we've missed it. Because once we stand corrected, folks, we're done. Because we are not living out our wills here. We're living out the will of the Lord. And the Holy Ghost does show us things to come, and it's exactly what he's been doing. 1 Corinthians 12:28. Read it when you get a moment. In just a couple minutes, we're going to have Bart Seibel on the radio with us. And it's the true story of a filmmaker on the CIA hit list. And I've known Bart for some time. He's a smart guy. He's a good guy. He knows scripture. And he's never bought that he has never bought what NASA was selling and the government was selling. And what he did is he wanted to know for himself, so he began to confront the astronauts, asking them real questions that have never been asked by the American reporters during that time or in the present. So he took it upon himself. He took it upon himself to ask the questions. And I want you to see what happened when he confronted Edwin Buzz Aldrin Jr. concerning Apollo 11. Okay, you ready for this? I don't know that you are. Social media platform, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and beforeitsnews.com. Check this out.
On the kettle black, if I ever thought of saying I misrepresented myself.
Away from me.
You're a coward and a liar and a thief.
He's confronting Buzz Aldrin about going to the moon, and Buzz Aldrin punches him in the face. This is our guest that we've got coming up in just a couple minutes here. Here's John Young, Apollo 10, 16.
You want me to knock you in the head?
Well, I want you to swear to God on the Bible that you walked on the moon.
Okay.
If you walked on the moon,
he looks like he's scared.
Swear to God that you
Michael Collins does.
I'm going to give you the opportunity. To get
why is he so defensive? Why is he so aggressive? Saying, "Do you want me to knock you in the head?" Here's Neil Armstrong.
Argument, and put your hand on the Bible. Swear to God, you walked on the moon.
Mr. Cerebro, knowing you, that's probably a fake Bible.
Well, you're talking to the wrong guy. Why don't you talk to the administrator at NASA? We're passengers. We're guys going on a...
Why are they so afraid to talk, friends? Here's Ed Mitchell, Apollo 14. He practically throws him out of his house when he asked... When Bart asked this self...
Take your stuff and get the fuck...
Ow! Whoa, I did not know he said that. William Andrews, he just said the F word. Sorry about that if it went out there.
I don't give a damn about all that shit.
Yeah, he's swearing, too. All of them are saying to Bart to get away from him, or they're going to hit him. Buzz Aldrin hit him. The other one told him to get the blank out of his house. Here's another one. This is Michael Collins again, Apollo 11, allegedly. He is scared to death, friends. He is scared to death. Why are they so afraid to answer the simple question? Why are they so afraid to simply put their hands on the Bible and say they've been to the moon? Well, let me show you something and teeing this up for our next guest who will be with us right after this hard break. I want to show you, and again, I want you to see this for yourselves, folks. I want you to see this for yourselves. Here's the title of the show. Do you believe that we've been to the moon? Okay, question mark. Meet Bart Cybro. I'm not here to basically bring about a judgment that I want you to carry. I want you to decide for yourselves, okay? But what I want you to see while I talk and narrate over these failed launches of all of these spaceships that never got off the ground, or if they did, they didn't get very high up before they turned back and crashed into the earth. But it's interesting when you watch this as to understand why all of these said astronauts didn't want to put their hand on the Bible for Bart Cybro to swear to God that they went to the moon. Every single one of them looked afraid. Every single one of them got defensive. And then a couple of them got aggressive in punching Bart Cybro in the face. Isn't that interesting? He was just asking a simple question. Why can't you answer the question? Well, if you're on social media platforms right now, I'm showing you failed launches here so you can understand. Now, I want to tee this up really quick before I pull up our friend after this hard break. We were doing high school assemblies in Indiana. Matt Labesh from the Weekly Standard called me up and asked me the question if he could go on the road with us. We agreed to it. We brought him on the road with us. And at one point, it was right towards the end of having him on the road with us for a week. He had asked me the question. He said, "Bradley, do you believe that we ever have been to the moon before?" And I said to him, I said, "Well, let's ask the people. I'll tell you the rest of my experience with the Weekly Standard right after this break, and then we're going to introduce our friend, the moon man, Bart Cybro, and I am looking forward to it, folks." SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back after this break.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
US
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Centers for Disease Control will soon update Americans on the best type of mask to wear, as many experts say cloth and surgical masks don't provide nearly as much protection as N95 face coverings. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky explains where her agency stands right now.
Any mask is better than no mask, and we do encourage all Americans to wear a well-fitting mask to protect themselves and prevent the spread of COVID-19.
The CDC also saying there could be more than 62,000 deaths from the coronavirus over the next month. Johns Hopkins University saying the virus has killed more than 840,000 so far. Lawmakers paying tribute to late Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid as he lies in state at the Capitol on Wednesday. USA Radio News. A medical helicopter crashed in front of a church in suburban Philadelphia on Tuesday.
A medevac helicopter carrying a child patient crash-landed outside Philadelphia Tuesday afternoon, but all four people on board are expected to survive in what officials called an absolute miracle. The crash took place roughly 1 p.m. near United Methodist Church in Delaware County on its way to the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia from Maryland. Authorities said the passengers, the pilot, a crew member, a nurse, and an infant patient were able to pull themselves out of the completely destroyed helicopter. From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Hundreds of thousands of expired COVID test kits in Florida can still be used. The FDA recently granted the state's request to extend the kit's expiration date by another 3 months to March. The Division of Emergency Management has between 800,000 and 1 million test kits that originally expired in September. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Ooh. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Friends, again, real quick, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Go to the right side of the page, social media platforms right there. And BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. We're going to hold off on calls today because we have our friend Bart Seibel, the Moon Man, with us right now. And, folks, I just want to tee this up really quick. So in finishing my story, and I'll be talking to you as well, Bart, in communicating this story with you so you can understand how this all transpired. Matt Labesh called me. I had Matt Labesh and Jake Tapper call me from Nightline during that particular time. Weekly Standard called at the same time. We were doing high schools all across the country, and they asked the question, basically Matt Labesh called and said, listen, I'm not trying to put a hit piece on you. Nightline is Jake Tapper. So we took him on. We went on the road for about 10 days, and he asked me the question at the end of our tour. He said, so Bradley, do you believe that we ever been to the moon? That was just a question just out of nowhere. I said, let's do this. Let's go ahead. When we get off the bus here, we get at the next school, it's time to set up. I'm going to start asking the people and Bart and friends. I started to ask the people, do you believe we ever been to the moon? And the answer was astonishing, to say the least. He was dumbfounded. His mouth was on the ground. I said, tomorrow during the assembly, I'm going to ask all the students, do you believe that we went to the moon? 60% of the students said they didn't believe that we went to the moon. So, friends, with that said, just so you understand how I ran into Bart Seibel, I went online and started doing some homework, and I ran into you, my friend. And in the process of doing that, Bart, you awakened me to some of the most obvious things that took place right in front of our faces as to the fraud that, in fact, took place. So without further ado, welcome my friend Bart Seibel. Thank you for joining us, Bart. I really appreciate you, my friend.
No problem, Bradley. How you doing?
I'm doing great. And again, I got to be honest with you, Bart. I was just, I posted a video of Mike Collins being confronted by you. And you can expound after I get done making my point, if you would, please. And I've just been excited about having you on here because I played that video of you confronting Michael Collins. And after I did that, all the feed came back, thank you for exposing the moon landing. Thank you for exposing the moon landing. And I just thought, wow. And the a week later, I had a call, Bart Seibel. So here you are. What got into you as to why it is, and I thought it was fantastic, by the way. I would have did the same thing. And that's what I do, as a matter of fact. What got into you that you wanted to find these guys and confront them on film? I'm curious.
Well, we produced the first film, If Anything Happened on the Way to the Moon, and it contained never-before-seen unedited footage of fake photography from the first mission, including the CIA prompting the astronauts how to fake a shot of pretending to be halfway to the moon, when in fact they never left Earth orbit. And what a surprise, 50 years later, they still cannot leave Earth orbit. So we uncovered fake photography from the first mission to the moon, of them pretending to be halfway to the moon, which means they cannot go halfway, they cannot leave Earth orbit. And here we are 50 years later, and they still cannot leave Earth orbit. I mean, it's pretty logical, if you just think of deduction reasoning, that they didn't go to the moon. They're claiming that they went 1,000 times farther than they can send an astronaut today, 50 years ago on the first attempt, with 1 millionth the computing power of a cell phone. I mean, that's like Toyota's saying they made a car 50 years ago that could go 50,000 miles on a gallon of gasoline, and today their best car can only go 50 miles. So how is it that today we can only go 1,000th the distance to the moon, even with 5 decades better technology and 50-year-older technology? They went 1,000 times farther on the first attempt. It's the only time technology has gone backwards, which is impossible. Therefore, the moon landings were fake. So after we found this footage proving, because they're faking the shot right in front of your eyes, the CIA is on there prompting them to do a fake radio delay to give the impression they're farther away from the Earth than they really were. I guess from kind of court TV shows I saw as a kid, I thought, why not just track down these astronauts and see if they'll swear on the Bible whether they walked on the moon or not. And that's in the course of which I got punched by Buzz Aldrin and kicked by Edgar Mitchell. And in one of those instances, we left a wireless microphone on the person, and outside of their house in the rental car, the camera was still recording the private audio of them inside after I confronted them about faking the moon landing, and they're talking about calling the CIA to have me assassinated. Yep. Now, if they really went to the moon, and I'm some silly person who thinks otherwise, why would they have to call the CIA to have me assassinated? It proves that I'm uncovering a genuine fraud. So the book Moon Man, which people can get at Sibrel, Sibrel.com, and links to Amazon, not only do we have, you know, the previous footage, and the book is interactive. It has 15 links that basically are video links that basically says, hey, at this point, stop reading, go to Sibrel.com, click on link one, and you can kind of see what I'm talking about. And since then, basically the book is about a third about why and how the moon landings were indeed falsified. The other third is kind of my never-before-told espionage adventures that I encountered dealing with people from the CIA and them trying to basically prevent the truth from coming out. Yeah. And another third is a general indictment of the federal government and governments of the world in general. I mean, take it from me, I've done more research on this than almost anyone. It's a fact they did not go to the moon. So what does that mean? It means we have a government that is no longer of the people, by the people, for the people, because the Congress and Senate certainly didn't vote to fake the moon landing. So the people who are running the show are these non-elected people. So we don't have a democracy and haven't had one for a long time. And if they're willing, you know, to fake the Gulf of Tonkin incident, which killed a million people,
that's right,
and they admit they completely made that up, I think they're willing to fake a TV picture. If it weren't for people's, you know, religious attachment to the glory of putting a man on the moon, they would see the truth. I mean, if it were so easy to go to the moon on the first attempt with 1960s technology, then we would have been on Mars 10 years later. We'd be in another solar system by now, and there'd be bases all over the moon. It's the only time they deliberately destroyed technology in the history of the world. I mean, they maybe should have destroyed the atomic bomb after they used it, but they didn't. And 10 years later, atomic bombs were 1,000 times more powerful. So if they could go to the moon on the first attempt with, you know, predated technology of microwaves and cell phones, we would definitely be in another solar system by now, would have been on Mars. And they keep saying they're going to return to the moon. They said it 10 times and they haven't done it. So we also disclosed in the book information that was given to me by the chief of security of the military base where Apollo 11 was filmed. It was filmed, you have to read the book to find out, but it was filmed here in the United States, June 1st, 2nd, and 3rd of 1968. My source stood beside President Johnson while they filmed the thing. He gave us the code name for the project. He gave us a list of 15 people who were there at the time, some of whom are still alive today. And he said, well, they must have had a good reason for doing it. And you find out that this is likely the reason that Johnson did not run for reelection when he was eligible. Hmm. Because he's the one who actually filmed the fake moon landing. Nixon gave it the thumbs up, and that shows you that both parties are corrupt, because one was Republican,
exactly,
one was Democrat.
Yep.
I mean, they squashed Bernie Sanders, and they squashed Ron Paul. So both of them are corrupt. You know, don't get into the blue and red thing. That's a diversion.
Can I ask you something, though, Bart? Because I think what's important is Operation Paperclip. Does that come into play? Because we know NASA's linked to many of those SS Germans that were criminals over in Germany during the 30s. And what is the objective? Was it to steal away the money so they could at will go ahead and begin to create a global order? Is that what the end aim was concerning NASA and the whole impression that they gave to the world that we've been to the moon so they could take whatever they want? And I suspect that if they believe that we've been to the moon, well, they'll believe anything. What say you?
Well, the main thing is money. I mean, in today's dollars, it would cost they spent $200 billion to, in fact, not go to the moon. I mean, and then they destroyed all the equipment. I mean, that's like Bill Gates spending $200 billion to make the first supercomputer. After he did so, he took the schematics, the electronics, the hardware, and threw it in a furnace. But that's what they claimed to have done. I mean, the B-52s been in service for 70 years, and they still have 200 of them in service. Why would they destroy technology that worked? It's the only time that technology has gone backwards. It's the only time they deliberately destroyed technology, because upon investigation, it would prove that it could not leave Earth orbit, could not, you know, protect the astronauts on the environment of the moon and so forth. So they destroyed to cover it up, which is proof itself that it's a fraud. Because if they really went, if they really spent $200 billion to build this equipment to go to the moon, they would have never destroyed it. But if it was a fraud, and they were trying to cover up their tracks, they would have destroyed it, which is what they did, which is proof that they didn't go.
Okay, so what is the link between Operation Paperclip and these Nazi war criminals that were brought over into America and NASA?
Well, you know, I guess it's just about money. I mean, the Moon Rover allegedly cost about $100 million in today's technology.
Oh, wow.
And it had fewer parts than a Jeep. These people, at some point, the government, I think, went to a point of no return. My guess is that was when they killed Kennedy. Robert Kennedy Jr., the dead man's nephew, says that the CIA killed him. And so we have a government that kills their own president. They stage events that lead to wars that kill millions of people. They fake moon landings. They're just, you know, they're basically gangsters.
Yep.
The people who run the government are gangsters. And, you know, the moon landing fraud probably killed the fewest number of people of all of their shenanigans. However, it would be the most embarrassing if the truth came out. They held ticker tape parades for these guys. They gave them medals of honor. I mean, that's pretty sad state, Bradley, when our heroes are criminals and liars, right?
Yeah, that's right.
But the fact is, this is the way that it is.
Bart, can I get you to hold on for a second? I got a hard break right now. Sorry about that. Folks, we got our friend Bart Seibel. Here's his book, Moon Man. We got people ordering the book as we speak. We're going to come right back to speak to Bart about more of the falsities that took place during this alleged moon landing. Okay, we'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Scott Weber. I support Brett Dean and the Sons of Liberty because they support the Bible and the Constitution, which form the foundation of the American Republic.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Talking to our friend Bart Seibel, the Moon Man. He just did a book here, friends, and it's interesting on social media platforms. People are talking about buying the book even as we speak. I labeled today's show, Do You Believe That We Have Been to the Moon? Question mark. Okay. I didn't want to form your opinion for you. Then I put right next to that, meet Bart Seibel. He's our guest today. And he's exposing it for what it is. And I'm going to go back over to Bart really quick here, friends. But again, I want you to check out sonsoflibertymedia.com, social media platforms on the right, or beforeitsnews.com on the left side of the page. Not taking phone calls today. But do go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com and check out SOL Radio Live and subscribe so you can watch what we're doing here. I know that we're broadcasting into 154 cities as well. I'm doing the best that I can to narrate through, as is our friend Bart Seibel. So with that said, let's welcome him back. Thank you, Bart, for that hard break. I know that they're inconvenient at times, but if you want to go ahead, got to do what we got to do. But I was going to say, if you want to go ahead and finish that last point that you were making, it's all yours.
Wow, I'm so intrigued by the commercials. I forgot my last thought. Some quality commercials there.
Well, here, this is what I was saying, basically, is, you know, the connection between NASA and Operation Paperclip. And what I did is I did a little homework during the break, and I came up with Wernher von Braun.
Oh,
Does that strike a bell?
Yeah, well, he was the one in charge of the rocket. He's the one who made the V-2 rocket in World War II, which could hit London somewhere within London from France, which is about, you know, 50 miles away over the river or the ocean there, the English Channel. And so that was pretty good. So, you know, he had many decades after that to improve the rockets. He was, of course, a Nazi. I think I've heard you say it in one of your broadcasts.
Yeah.
And it's a fact, the State Department said if he had lived another year or two, they would have indicted him for war crimes.
Yep.
And he was the one in charge. You know, the fact is, when you see all those computer operators sitting there, those people were fooled. They weren't in the know. They had no idea. They acknowledged afterwards they could tell no difference whatsoever between a simulation and a real flight. And so virtually nobody knew.
Yeah.
Von Braun knew, the flight director knew, the astronauts knew, but there's no independent press coverage, simply a TV picture controlled by the government. And who knew they would be so audacious as to fake such a thing?
Yeah.
So the fact is, you know, it was done headed by Nazis, of course, criminals in both parties of the government, the deep state or whatever you want to call it. You know, like I said, Moon Man, which you can get at Sibrel, Sibrel.com. The third is why and how we didn't go to the moon. A third is kind of my weird adventures. At one point, I was kidnapped. I was drugged with trichinum. I escaped. I took my urine to a lab through another person's name, and the lab was broken into over the weekend, and everything stolen with my urine sample. I mean, the incredible X-Files things I've never talked before about or in the book. And then the other third is really just an indictment and a plea to our fellow citizens that, look, you know, they did fake the moon landing, and these people are still at large.
Yeah.
And if something is done about it, we're in big trouble.
That's right.
And, of course, you know, this current event going on, there's a tremendous amount of deception about that and about what the alleged, you know, solution is. There's deception about that. These people are running the world in an extremely deceitful way, and they're doing a phenomenal job of it. Because you're a Christian, I can say this, you know, when Jesus was talking about the last days, and he says, basically, paraphrasing, unless God intervenes, no one will be saved. And my interpretation of that, Bradley, is basically that the evil people, they are going to win. And the only thing that will put an end to their reign is divine intervention. So I don't even know that if there could be a political solution to this. I think they control the media so well, they control everything, and they have people brainwashed into believing what they want them to believe. And that's why there's so much censorship of alternative media.
That's right.
Because they don't want people waking up from their hypnotism. But it looks like, I mean, they're doing an excellent job with the current event that's going on. They're highly successful deceiving people about it. And
I think what's terrible about all of it, Barton, I didn't mean to cut you off, but I just wanted to insert this into the conversation, is the world's awake concerning these deceptions that you're speaking about, and Americans are still trying to figure out if the politicians that have been lying to them and the bureaucrats that have been lying to them over the last 60, 70, 80, 90 years are now telling them the truth if they're still alive. That's what's sad about all of it. Now, as far as the other stuff goes, I don't want to go there right now because I believe at the end of the day, we're going to win the day, but it's not going to be without judgment. And I believe that's what's falling upon the heads of the American people right now. If we look to our forefathers, just think about the less than 3% of the population that was used to establish what it is that we have 250 years later. I'm calling on the same God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. So with that said, I want to go back to what we're talking about as far as what you have done to expose this fraud for what it is. You also did a documentary called A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Moon. And you predicated, you premised the whole documentary. You started out talking about the Tower of Babylon. Can you explain that for our listeners and viewers, please?
Yeah, I mean, these films cost about $1 million, and we were financed by a board member of an aerospace company who builds rockets for NASA.
Amen. Amen.
So he felt it was his patriotic duty to help the word and the truth come out. Basically, I opened up the film with scriptures, where there is pride, then comes disgrace. And we show up until a couple of hundred years ago was the best technology was how tall you can make a building. And the Tower of Babel, it was said in the Bible, they did it to make a name for themselves. They did it out of pride. It was never finished. Then we show a picture of the Titanic and a publicity article that says the ship that God himself could not sink. We know what happened there. Nope. And then Nixon, who knew they were not on the moon, nevertheless said, putting a man on the moon was the greatest event since creation. And, of course, that was never done as well. And so my hope is that the truth will come out, and that will be an awakening to people. They will finally see their, you know, their world leaders are corrupt. You know, I guess it boils down to, because there's less and less belief in God, part of believing in God is the understanding that there's an antagonist to God, the devil, lies, deception. And so without a belief in God, people don't have a concept of good versus evil. They just assume all the world leaders are good people.
Yeah.
But the fact is, the Bible says that Satan controls the world and that he gives the leadership of the kingdom to his people. So they're not honest people who run the world. And this is what we're stuck. So Moon Man basically is a rallying cry telling people, look, this is very real. They did fake the moon landing. These people are still at large, and something needs to be done about it, or we'll be in serious trouble, and we may never be able to recover from it.
Yeah. Okay, so I have 2 minutes left. Is there a direction that you want to point people? I keep going back on OBS to show everybody your book. People are ordering it even now, Bart. Is there an email? Is there a URL that you want to share, or do you want an email contact? Go ahead.
Yeah, just go to my last name, Sibrel, S as in Sam, I, B as in boy, R-E-L.com. S-I-B-R-E-L.com, Sibrel.com. It has an Amazon link. It's on an audio book. It's a print. It's a Kindle. It's an interactive book. There are 15 video links. I basically say, hey, look, before I talk about a funny thing happened on the way to the moon in the documentary, why don't you watch it in case you haven't seen it? Now I'm going to talk about Astronauts Gone Wild and the punch and the kick and the death threat. Why don't you watch that?
It's so well done, Bart. It really is impressive, friends. Bart was just talking about Genesis 11, 1 through 9 concerning the Tower of Babel. Also want you to do your homework. Check out this documentary. It is second to none. I watched it at a pilot's home, as a matter of fact. It's called A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Moon. I have you for one more minute, Bart. I want to ask you a question about the said astronaut who couldn't get a signal between the ship, the rocket itself, and the communication tower, and how he was snuffed out because he began to call them out for who they really were. Can you share that story within a minute, please?
Well, I don't know much about the details of that. If I may, a revelation came to me about what to say in the last minute.
Okay.
Which is, you have an audience of believers in God and right and wrong and the scriptures. Why don't we do this? Why don't we pray that the truth about the moon landing come out? Some confession, some revelation, because I strongly believe that the truth about the moon landing comes out, it will wake people up. And that will be the beginning of making, you know, our government and our world a more reputable place.
Okay.
So I'll pray about that. Pray for the truth to come out in our lifetime.
There's no better way to end it. Bart, you are a good man. I've talked to you several times. I've talked to you for, I think I've known you for probably 5, 6, 7 years now. I don't even know the exact number. But I'm just thankful that we got guys like you out there that are willing to step out and call it for what it is. Because once the conspiracy is exposed, the whole thing, it's like a domino effect. Once one goes down, they all go down. And the people need to rise up and begin to push down those dominoes. I appreciate you, brother. You stay in it, and you are our guest, and I am so happy to have you today, and I totally appreciate you. And I want everybody to know it. Bart Sibrel is the real deal, and he's a great guy. Check out his book, The Moon Man, Bart Sibrel. Thank you, Bart. Appreciate you, brother.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.